The man guru shows you the throne of the infinite. The God guru makes you sit on the throne. The guru has only one compassionate weapon: forgiveness. The disciple has three naked swords: limitation, weakness, and ignorance. Nevertheless, the guru wins with great ease. A man may have hundreds of companions, but a spiritual seeker has only one companion, his preceptor. The guru is the one who closes the door at the will of God and opens it to the tears of the disciple. When you go to a doctor, you must tell him all about the disease you have been suffering from. Otherwise, he will not be able to help you fully. Likewise, you must make a clean breast of your errors and misdeeds to your guru. Mere acceptance of a guru, while you secretly move and act at your sweet will, can be of no avail. There is no better way for a disciple to serve his guru than to listen to his advice. The guru is at once the source of his disciples' achievements and a most faithful servant of his disciples' love. The guru is the consolation for the disciples' despair. Also is he the compensation for the disciples' loss, if there be any, during the seeker's endless journey towards the all-fulfilling goal. What does the acceptance of a disciple by a guru mean? It means that the guru will gladly live in the world of golden sacrifice. The guru sees in his disciple the very image of God, so he is all sacrifice to the disciple. The disciple sees in his guru the only shelter of his limitations, so he is all love for his guru. O disciple, do you know the most foolish customer on earth? He is your guru, and your guru alone. He buys your ignorance and gives you knowledge. He buys your impotence and gives you power. Can you ever imagine a more foolish customer? Now, know the name of your guru's foolishness: compassion, and nothing else. To achieve realization oneself and alone is like crossing the ocean in a raft. But to achieve realization through the grace of a guru is like crossing the ocean in a strong and swift boat, which ferries you safely across the sea of ignorance to the golden shore. Who can show a disciple his true motherland? the Guru. What is the name of that motherland? Consciousness. Consciousness infinite. Consciousness all-pervading. I shalom you, I shall be at your feet, constantly loving you and serving you in you perfection. I shall meet, I shall obey.